Now this should be going, it's recording all right. Now let's make sure the volume's right. Yeah.
Seat wheels turning.
All right. Now, would you be, let's pick up some of these boring things first. Would you just count slowly from starting with one? I'll tell you when to stop.
All righty. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. Now the number after 19?
20.
After 26?
27.
After 29?
30.
After 39?
40.
After 69?
70.
After 99?
100.
And after 999?
1,000.
Okay. Now there are seven men walking along in a line. The last man is the seventh man. Who's right in front of him?
The sixth man.
In front of him.
The fifth man.
In front of him.
Fourth man. Third man. Second man. First man.
Okay. If something started suddenly, you might say it began all. It started to rain. You know, you're talking about the rain beginning. You say all
of a sudden.
Uh-huh. Okay. Or all at
one time.
Okay. Or you didn't do it twice, but you only did it
three times.
You did it only
once.
And then if something is two times as good as something else, you might say that's...
Twice.
Okay, twice
as... As good as.
Okay. And the first 2 months of the year?
January and February.
And after March comes?
April.
And this day of the week is?
Tuesday.
And tomorrow will be?
Wednesday.
And the next day?
Thursday.
And then Friday?
Friday.
And
Saturday. Okay. Sunday.
Okay. How would you greet a person at, so say, 10 a.m.?
Good morning.
Okay. And how late would you use that?
Until noon.
Okay. And then what would it be after that?
Good afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the part of the day right before supper?
Evening.
Okay. How late does evening extend?
About 8.
Okay. And then it's?
Night.
Okay. Have you ever known people who said good night in meetings?
No.
Okay. And we started to work before the sun appeared. You say you started to work before?
Sun up.
And you worked until?
Sundown.
Okay. And I say, what time did the sun rise? And the answer is, say, 6 a.m. You say the sun?
The sun rises about 6 a.m.
Yesterday the sun?
Rose
okay.
at 6 a.m.
And if Tuesday is today, Monday was?
Yesterday.
And if you're going to see someone, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, you might say, I'm going to meet him.
Sunday week.
Right. And would you ever use that, could you use that same expression in a question, asking whether someone's coming?
Would you be here Sunday week?
You'd use that in both questions then. See, that's an interesting phrase because that is completely foreign to me.
Yes.
I mean, it's just completely Southern. But no, that's all right. No,
frankly, I was just putting it the way
sure.
it would be.
How about a literary expression for a two-week period of time?
A fortnight.
Yeah. You ever use that
occasionally, yes.
Under what circumstances can you think of that?
I don't know what they... It would only be in speaking with someone, a European, for instance.
I see. But it wouldn't be...
It's not the common form.
You wouldn't say to a friend, I'll see you in a fortnight.
No, not unless I was being facetious.
Right. Okay.
Pardon.
Sure. If Tuesday is today, Wednesday will be...
Tomorrow.
And if I wanted to know the time, I might ask, you want to know the time.